the Growlers have announced a new program, the Growlers Academy Stay Active Program. The Stay Active Program is a free, fitness-focused initiative designed to encourage kids to stay active and create healthy habits during the offseason. Trevor Murphy is Senior Vice President of Hockey Operations with the Growlers. He joins the VOCM Morning Show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ben. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you, and thanks for joining us. Trevor, tell us about the new Stay Active Program.
Yeah, so I think you summarized it very well, Ben, in your introduction, that it's a program that we are launching in connection with our Growlers Academy, which is focused on minor hockey development and overall development of young people. And this ties into it well, is that, you know, we thought that with the off-season coming, and it's certainly been a strange year for everybody, and then obviously with everything that's going on with the pandemic, you know, young players and young athletes and young people in general haven't had the same opportunity to be active. So we thought this would be a good thing to encourage these young people to stay active during the summer. And certainly there's a benefit there to their overall hockey skills and their overall athletic skills. But, you know, most importantly, it's just about getting these young people to be active and to, you know, get active and say, whether it be at home, you know, out on the street, in the backyard, whatever the case might be, you know, just trying to encourage them to keep themselves moving, you know, to be active and have some fun while they're doing it as well. So there's certainly the athletic benefits, but just the overall health benefits of being a young person.
And does this just build off the Growlers Academy program that's now back up and running again and has been quite successful?
Yeah, certainly. You know, we've had the on-ice piece, and we've had our three-on-three program on Sunday mornings, and we've done some specialty clinics throughout as well. And we were hoping to do some weekend camps, but unfortunately COVID-19 just didn't allow for the travel to happen. So that's something we'll try and ramp up a little more next year in different parts of the province. But yeah, you know, we've been very happy with this, the response that we've gotten so far with regards to the on-ice programs with the academy. And this off-ice piece is just another step. And, you know, there's some other things planned for later on, you know, in the summer or early fall with regards to some coaching clinics and some other opportunities. But we thought that this was a natural progression for us in a way to help the players, you know, remain active, that after their on-ice season is over, you know, certainly getting, you know, getting involved and staying active. And it's not just for young hockey players, it's young people in general. You know, they'll see as they go onto the Growlers Academy website that it's general type of activities that just encourage you to keep moving. And, you know, certainly we'll have some more hockey specific type of items being added to the website over the coming weeks. But right now it's for any young person who wants to, you know, kind of get themselves moving and keep themselves healthy. You know, we encourage them to check it out, and there's some great prizes to be won and some cool opportunities as part of the program. So yeah, just encourage young people and their parents to check it out and, you know, be a part of what we're trying to do.
Yeah. And speaking of those prizes and great opportunities, one lucky participant could win an opportunity to practice with the pros. What exactly does that entail? That sounds exciting.
Yeah, so, you know, next year, please God, everything works out, and the Growlers are back on the ice. And, you know, some of the programs that we've done over the last number of years is having young players getting a chance to practice with some of their local hometown heroes, you know, being the Growlers. So one thing that we are looking to have as one of our grand prizes is to have some of our Growler players, you know, go out to a minor hockey practice. Or if, you know, schedules allow, maybe have that minor hockey team come down and visit our Growlers for a practice. So that would be certainly, you know, it's always an exciting opportunity when the minor hockey players and the Growlers get a chance to practice together and, you know, show some skills and have some fun. So that would be one of our grand prizes. And then in addition to that, we'll have a bunch of other prizes, whether it be some Growler swag, some autographed items, some other meet and greet type opportunities. You know, so certainly lots of great opportunities for the young people and young hockey players in your lives.
Trevor, why was it so important for the Growlers to stay active in the community during this missed season and to really push physical activity among youth?
You know, for us, you know, we try to be a real community-based team since we started. And, you know, so even though our players weren't playing, we still saw opportunities to be involved in the community. And the community has been so positive towards us and so supportive of what we've been doing. We just saw it as an opportunity to keep that that momentum going. And, you know, between our Growlers Academy and different social media campaigns, working with different community organizations throughout the province, you know, it was an opportunity for us. It's an opportunity for us to say thank you, first of all, to the community for doing so many great things, but it's also, you know, to continue to have an impact and hopefully a positive impact on the community, and not just here in the metro area, but throughout the province. And, you know, trying to do the right things, because, as I said, the community's been so good to us over the years, and this has been such a you know, a difficult year in so many different capacities for people, that, you know, if we can continue to do some positive and bring in some good community efforts, then hopefully it does provide a little bit of positive insight for people and put some smiles on faces.
And finally, how can people get involved in the new Stay Active program?
So the easy way to do it is go to the nlgrowlers.com, and then you'll find one of the pages on the site is a academy page. Just go in there. All the details are there. The video is listed. The tracking area is there. So it's all in one space. So just go to nlgrowlers.com, and all the information will be there for you.
Trevor Murphy, Senior Vice President of Hockey Operations with the Growlers. Thanks for this.
Thanks, man. Really appreciate it.